would like to thank the Lord and thank you for your presence that we can worship together here today. I'm going to teach in English first, and then I'm going to share the message in Mandarin. After a church service on Sunday morning, a young boy suddenly announced to his mother, "Mom, I've decided to become a minister when I grow up." His mother responded, "That's okay with us. But what made you decide that?" "Well," said the little boy, "I have to go to church on Sunday anyway. And I figure it would be more fun to stand up and yell than to sit and listen. I want to thank you for the opportunity that I can stand here and share God's word with you." In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, we can tell the Corinthian church had a self-image. The Corinthian self-image was of a spiritually mature congregation, endowed with all the natural gifts they needed. They were well taught and they were self-sufficient. Apostle Paul believed they should know why God called them there. And I believe we should also know why God called you here. We should also know why God called us here. There are four major reasons why God called you here. There are four major reasons why God called us here. The first reason is unity. In Psalm chapter 133, verse 1. "How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity." And also in Colossians chapter 3, verse 14, "And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." There was a song by a man named John Dickinson. It is called the Liberty Song. Part of the Liberty Song says, "Then join hand in hand, by uniting we stand." I admire the dedication and hard work of the different teams in our church. We have the deacons team, the ministry team, the admin team, and many others serving our church in different roles. We are all interconnected, and most importantly, we all belong to the Christ team, working together in achieving God's great commission. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 says, "Make every effort to live in peace with all men." And also Romans chapter 14, verse 19 says, "Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification." So the first reason why God called you here, the first reason why God called us here is unity. The second reason is diversity. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12:12, "The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ." The Chinese congregation is very thankful that we can have this wonderful place to worship God. and we are very happy that we can worship with you. Since coming to CBC, I had my shortcomings and weaknesses. But you have been very generous. You have been very forgiving. I try to find adjectives that describe your generosity and your forgiveness. I think at least there are two words that I can use to express my gratitude. Exceedingly generous. Extraordinary generous. Or we can say extremely generous. I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve the community here in Newmarket and Aurora. Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian church that each one who has made a commitment to Christ is a valuable member of the body of Christ. Each one of us is unique. I think if you look around, you can tell. Each one is unique. We are unique in our appearance, unique in our character, unique in our gifts, unique in our maturity, unique in our abilities, and unique in so many other ways. God did not make us the same. Our roles are so different, yet equally important. So the major reasons why God called us here, or why God called you here, the first one is unity. The second one is diversity. The third reason is opportunity. After all, who is Apollos? Who is Paul? We are only God's servants through whom you believe the good news. Each of us did the work God gave us. The Lord called you. The Lord called us here to serve him. You have a part in this church. There was a funny story about a guy who prayed every day to God to get a sign to witness to someone. One day, he found himself on a bus when a big, strong man sat next to him. The bus was nearly empty, but this guy sat next to our praying guy. This timid Christian anxiously waited for his stop so he could get off the bus. But before he could do that, the big guy started crying and cried out, "I'm a lost sinner. Can someone tell me how to be saved?" The believer immediately bowed his head and prayed, "Lord, is this a sign? Is this the sign? Are you looking for a sign to serve God? Are you looking for a sign to start serving God?" According to the survey, an average of 15% of the church are overworked, while the 85% has no work. But the Bible says in Matthew chapter 25, verse 15, "To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags of gold, and another one, each according to his ability." So the first three major reasons why God called you here, the first three major reasons why God called us here are unity, diversity, and opportunity. The last reason is glory. It is not important who does the planting or who does the watering. What is important is that God makes the seed grow. The one who plants and the one who waters work together with the same purpose, and both will be rewarded for their own hard work. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7 and verse 8. We are called here to the Lord and others for the glory of God. This is our purpose in coming here. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, so whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. There was a story about worship. One Sunday, King Louis XIV of France and his royal party arrived at church. No one was there except Archbishop Fenelon, the court preacher. Surprised to see all the vacant seats, the king inquired, "Where is everybody? Why isn't everyone else present this morning?" The minister answered, "I announced that Your Majesty would not be here today because I wanted you to see who came to the service just to flatter you, just want to please you, and who came to worship God. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify our Father in heaven." Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. We are here to seek to glorify God. We give Him all our service and devotion in all ways. Jesus said, "I've glorified you, Father, on the earth, having accomplished the work you have given me to do." John chapter 17, verse 4. We can best glorify God by completing His will, His mission, and His commission. In conclusion, my dear brothers and sisters, our purpose in this place is summarized in four words: unity, diversity, opportunity, and glory. If these four words are present in your hearts and minds when you go to church every Sunday, then we will be able to fulfill God's mission and commission. To God be the glory. I'm going to use Mandarin to share the same message with the Chinese congregation.
我们很感谢神能够跟信礼拜堂一起来敬拜神。今天我们的经文是在那哥林多前书第三章，我们要研究一下哥林多教会有什么特别的地方。 使徒保罗很清楚知道哥林多教会，他们觉得自己这个教会是很成熟的教会，他们蛮有那个属灵的恩赐，他们明白，他们觉得自己明白上帝的教导，他们也觉得自己很满足的，什么都有。不过，
使徒保罗知道哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹要清楚知道为什么上帝要呼召他们在哪个地方敬拜神，为什么在哪个地方要侍奉神。我相信我们弟兄姐妹也应该知道为什么我们要在这个地方敬拜神，这个地方 来侍奉神，来荣耀神，有四个原因。第一个原因是团结同工，在诗篇133篇第一节那里说，看啊，弟兄和睦同居， 是何等的善，何等的美。还有哥罗西书第三章十四节，在一切以外要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的。有首诗歌，那首诗歌叫自由歌，那首自由歌怎么说呢？他说如果我们手牵手，如果我们手牵手的时候，我们可以联合起来，可以满足上帝要求我们做的，我们可以站立 在一起，手牵手我们可以站立一起。我很欣赏，很高兴我们弟兄姐妹同工，我们在教会里面有些人负责音乐的，有些人负责那个诗歌的，有些人负责那个拍时序表的，有些人做其他工作。不过我们虽然负责不同的工作，我们是同工的，我们是连于基督，我们是基督的团队。在希伯来书那里说，你们要追求与众人和睦，并且要追求圣洁。还有罗马书那里要告诉我们呢，我们要怎么样呢？要不要一起用我们的不同的方法一起来，能够平平安安、平安的、和睦的跟弟兄姐妹一起。所以第一个原因，为什么我们要在这里侍奉神，就是我们要团结同工。第二个原因，就是我们虽然我们不同的差异，我们不一样，我们分工，不过我们是用我们不同的功用一起来服侍神。在那个哥林多前书十二章十二节那里说，就如身子是一个，却有许多的肢体，而且肢体虽然多，但是仍然是一个身子，基督也是这样。所以保罗写信给哥林多教会说呢，我们每个人愿意在这里侍奉神呢，我们都是很重要的一份子。我们每个人都不一样，我们的样貌不一样，我们的性格都不一样，我们的恩赐不一样，我们的长处不一样，我们的能力不一样。不过上帝没有做我们都是一样的人，上帝呢要我们不同的功用，不过我们每一个人都是那么重要的。第三，为什么我们在这里要侍奉神，要那个敬拜神呢？这是上帝给我们的机会。在那个圣经里面说，那个第三章哥林多前书第三章那里说，亚波罗算什么，保罗算什么，无非是执事，执事的意思是仆人，他们亚波罗保罗他们是仆人，教主所赐的给他们个人的引导，你们相信。所以无论是亚波罗是保罗，他们都是不同的功用，他是神的仆人，要侍奉神。我们也是，我们每一个人有不同的功用，我们能够在这里可以侍奉神。有一次有一个故事讲到一个人呢，他每天祷告，希望祷告呢上帝给他机会告诉他什么时候就是可以进见证神的时候。有一天他坐在那个巴士里面，有一个很强壮的很高大的人呢坐在他旁边啊。那时候那个巴士呢没有很多人坐，那个基督徒呢有一点怕，因为旁边是很高大的人，那高大的人呢开始那里哭，所以那个基督徒呢想快一点呢走去那个巴士。不过他想怎么做的时候呢，那个很高大的人呢在旁边哭，就祷告了，我是一个罪人，有没有人能够告诉我，能不能有人告诉我怎么样得救。那个信主的人呢就立刻低下头来就祷告了，主啊，这个是不是你让我传福音给别人的机会啊？你看看这个故事告诉我们呢，其实我们呢看周围的地方呢，我们知道很多我们可以传福音的机会。有个调查说呢，在礼拜堂里面15%呢哪些人呢
敲击工作，但是我们有些弟兄里面做了很多，其他85%的人呢就没有在家里教会里面侍奉。所以其实呢，上帝告诉我们呢，我们每个人呢都有不同的恩赐，上帝呢给我们不同的恩赐，叫我们不同的功用，可以一起来侍奉神。第四个原因，为什么我们要在这里侍奉神，就是荣耀神，荣耀神。在哥林多前书第三章第七节到八节，了解可见那个栽种的我算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那教他们生长的神。栽种的我浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要叫自己的功夫得自己的奖赏。我们感谢神，上帝呼召我们在这里，我们要荣耀神，我们有这个目的。所以你们挖吃挖喝，无论做什么都要为荣耀神而行。有个故事讲到一个很久以前那个法国的皇帝路易第14世，他跟他的王宫的人呢去礼拜堂，去到礼拜堂的时候，那个传道人呢在哪里？只有传道人一个，没有其他人。所以那个王帝就问了，其他人在哪里？为什么今天没有人？那个传道人对他说的，我一早对这个教会的人说呢，今天皇帝你不来，为什么呢？我想你知道呢，他们来这个教会是为了你啊，还是真真正正来敬拜神？你们的光也应该照在人的前面，叫他们看见你们的好行为，并将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。所以我们为什么上帝要呼召你们在这里敬拜神，为什么要在这里侍奉神？原来呢，我们的目的是要荣耀神。耶稣基督在约翰福音17章第4节那里说，我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付给我的事情我已经成全了。所以结束的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们知道为什么我们要在这里侍奉神来敬拜神，团结同工。第二呢，虽然我们不同，我们有不同的功用，不如我们一起来侍奉神。第三，我们在这里侍奉神敬拜神是我们的机会，上帝给我们机会，我们可以。第四就是我们可以荣耀他的名。所以每一个星期，每个星期天来敬拜神的时候，这四个名词在我们心里面，就是我们团结同工第一，第二呢，我们不同的功用，不如我们一起来侍奉神。第三，这个是神给我们的机会。第四，我们的目的就是荣耀神。如果我们这样的话，我们就能够满足完成上帝要求我们的，就是将福音传给我们的同胞，叫多人信主以后能够得着最好的上帝的福气。谢谢。 Thank you。
I will say grace for lunch and then I'm going to give you the benediction. Dear Heavenly Father, it is such a blessing from you that we are able to come together to worship in this joint service. Many thanks for the meal and the fellowship. We are also very grateful for all those who work so hard to make this lunch so enjoyable.In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. 亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，你带领我们可以在这里有美好的地方，跟新礼拜堂一起有聚会。我们感谢主，我们几点能够一起来享受你所预备的午餐？求你将我们能够与新礼拜堂跟我们弟兄姐妹有交流。我们感谢你。带领我们有些弟兄姐妹帮忙预备这个午餐， 请你报答他们，帮助他们。May the grace of the Lord and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all today and every day.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、天父的慈爱、圣灵的交通与安慰常与你们同在。 Amen.